10 years after. Please, a warm thank you for 10 years after.
Celebrating musical diversity in the Mid-Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills, we are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury and 105.9 W290BZ-FM Red Hook. Online at WKZE.com.
So I remember every face. sun must come down. Spinning wheels got to go round. I hear you talking about your troubles and crying sin. Catch a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no hope. Spinning wheel, spinning all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Catch a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? And would you mind a reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show.
Sweat and Tears, live at Woodstock on Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo here on 98.1 KZE. That was Spinning Wheel, a big hit from the band's big self-titled second album, Blood, Sweat and Tears, then featuring vocalist David Clayton Thomas. We remember David Clayton Thomas, who passed away recently. Blood, Sweat and Tears playing during the early morning hours of Monday, August 18th, 1969, and they came on after Johnny Winter. Now, Johnny Winter was the first act to perform once the calendar flipped from Sunday to Monday. Johnny Winter said also featured an appearance from his brother, Edgar Winter. We heard Johnny B. Good from Johnny Winter. And in Johnny Winter's band was bassist Tommy Shannon. Years later, Tommy Shannon would be the bassist in Stevie Ray Vaughan's band, Double Trouble.
Hi, this is Rebecca.
And this is Doug from the Rhinebeck Artist Shop. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
Well, it's almost 3 o'clock in the morning on Monday, August 18th, 1969. You getting tired? Oh, you've been tired for a while. Well, there's a long way to go. This is Woodstock, 57 years later on 98.1 KZE. It's Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo.
Hey, man, I just got to say that you people have got to be the strongest bunch of people I ever saw. 3 days, man, 3 days. We just love you. We just love you.
5 days.
Tell them who we are.
They don't know it, they just sing.
Hello, Tess, 49, 65, hike.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome with us Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore. I'm sorry. Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud. I'm lonely. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard.
A little less bottom end on the guitar, please.
Hey, remember what we said and done and felt about each other.
Oh, babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I'm not dreaming.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard. Tearing yourself away from me now. You are free and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do, that's forever, baby. Yes, and for always.
I am yours, you are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard.
Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Fear is the lock and laughter the key to your heart.
Yes, and I love you.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard. Hard. And you make it hard. And you make it
got to lose. Tuesday morning, please be gone, I'm tired of you.
What have you got to lose? Can I tell it like it is?
Tell me I'm so
listen to me, baby. It's my heart. What have I got to lose? When you come see me, Thursdays and Saturdays, hey, what have you got to lose? Chestnut brown canary, ruby throated sparrow, sing a song, don't be long, thrill me to the lacy lilting eerie, ring around the moonlight, asking me since she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow? Lacy lilting leery, losing love, lamenting, change my life, make it right, be my lady.
Thank you, we needed that.
This is our second gig.
This is the second time we've ever played in front of people, man. We're scared shitless.
We'd like to feature Neil Young now on organ on a song that Neil wrote. It's called The Sea of Madness.
Thank you.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young live at Woodstock. Neil Young had just joined the band. They hadn't recorded together yet. The first album as CSNY was Deja Vu, and that wouldn't be out until 1970. With Greg Reeves on bass and Dallas Taylor on drums, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young with the Neil Young song Sea of Madness. And before that, it was Crosby, Stills, and Nash, the trio, and Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, coming from the album Crosby, Stills, and Nash, the first album, an album that was only 2.5 months old when they appeared at Woodstock during the early morning hours of Monday, August 18th, 1969. Man, the festival was running behind schedule. The sun will be rising soon, and there's still a few more acts to play.
This is Graziano from Downtown Cafe in Kingston. You're listening to 98.1 KZE. Ciao.
Well, the sun was rising over Yazger's Farm on Monday morning, August 18th, 1969. The Butterfield Blues Band took to the stage at approximately 6 in the morning following Crosby, Stills, Nash, along with Young. Now, the Butterfield Blues Band was fronted by the late, great Paul Butterfield. The band had gone through a significant lineup change. By the time the summer of 1969 had rolled around, David Sanborn was a member of the band playing saxophone. So here they are at Woodstock. This one is called No Amount of Loving from the Butterfield Blues Band on 98.1 KZE. It's Noises from the Valley, the 57th anniversary of Woodstock.
Ladies and gentlemen, please warmly greet the Paul Butterfield Blues Band.
So deep. the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop. Come on. Let's go to the hop. Let's go, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Canada!
Definitely one of the stranger acts to play at Woodstock, and it still blows my mind that they essentially set the stage for Jimi Hendrix. They played about a half an hour, starting at about 7:30 Monday morning, August 18th. Sha Na Na, bringing the 50s alive in 1969. That was at the Hop. And if you were there at Woodstock watching Sha Na Na, you had to be scratching your head at that point, going, what on earth did I take this weekend? Sha Na Na, coming after the Butterfield Blues Band, and No Amount of Loving. And there is still one more act to perform before Woodstock goes in the books.
Upstate Pines in Red Hook is your hometown cannabis dispensary focused on quality, locally grown products, helpful guidance, and a comfortable shopping experience for adults 21 and over. Whether you're a local visiting the area or just looking for a trusted place to shop, the team at Upstate Pines can help you find the right flower, pre-rolls, edibles, vapes, concentrates, and more. And visit Upstate Pines and stock up early for WKZE's Frolic at the Farm at Hardeman Orchards on Saturday, August 8th in Red Hook. UpstatePines.com. Rooted in Red Hook, grown with purpose.
For use by adults 21 or older, keep out of the reach of children and pets. In case of accidental ingestion or overconsumption, contact the Poison Center. Consume responsibly. Cannabis can be addictive. Cannabis can impair concentration and coordination. Do not operate a vehicle or machinery under the influence of cannabis. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Cannabis is not recommended for use by persons who are pregnant or nursing.
Hello, this is Kristen Hutchins of Ruggie's Auto Group, and you are listening to 98.1 KZE.
Wow, we've reached the end. It's about 9 a.m. on Monday, August 18th, 1969, and one more act is left to play. And what more needs to be said? Jimi Hendrix.
Back again. You can leave if you want to. We're just jamming, that's all. Okay? You can leave or you can clap. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much. We've got one little last trip we'd like to lay on you, if it's at all possible. There's a couple of packages of garbage bags here. If on your way out, you wouldn't mind taking one, filling it up, and leaving it where you fill it, that certainly would be appreciated. Anything you can do to give us a hand to leave this area somewhat the way we found it. I don't think it'll ever be quite the same, but somewhat the way we found it certainly would be appreciated. It's been a delight seeing you. May we wish you anything that the person next to you wishes for you. Good wishes, good day, and a good life. Thank you.
And that brings to a close Woodstock. And that brings to a close our 57th anniversary special here on Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE. I'm Darren DeVivo, closing things out, of course, with Jimi Hendrix and the Star Spangled Banner and Purple Haze, along with some other improvisations. It all came to an end at a little after 11 o'clock on Monday morning, August 18th, 1969. By the time Jimi Hendrix was finished, there was something like 20,000, 25,000, maybe 30,000 people left on Yasgur's Farm. Remember, crowd estimates had the crowd at its peak at around 300,000 or 400,000. Who says 500,000 people were there? But it was down to just five digits by the time it all ended at almost 12 noon on Monday the 18th. The actual anniversary next weekend, and I'm celebrating it tonight because there won't be a Noises from the Valley here on WKZE next Friday night. I won't be here next Friday night. I'll be back with you at 7 p.m. on Friday, August 21st, here on WKZE, 98.1 FM, 105.9 FM, and WKZE.com. And I invite you to listen to this show again in our audio archives. You'll find those audio archives at WKZE.com. You can listen to this show again for the next couple of weeks on demand and other programs that we have here as well on WKZE. Just check out the audio archives again at WKZE.com. The Woodstock Music and Art Fair and Aquarian Exposition took place Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, August 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th in White Lake in the town of Bethel in Sullivan County, New York, about 75 miles from where we are now here at WKZE in Red Hook, New York, in Dutchess County on the other side of the Hudson River. I didn't get to give you all that much background information. You know me, the walking musical encyclopedia, so I invite you to join me on Facebook. You know, I didn't get much yakking in because I wanted to get to all the music. You can join me on Facebook. I have two pages. I encourage you to send me a friend request to Darren DeVivo or like or follow my other Facebook page, which is for this show, Noises from the Valley, and the Beatles podcast I co-host, Things We Said Today. Join me at both of those pages, and I'll be sharing some background information about the Woodstock Festival throughout the course of next week into next weekend, which is the actual anniversary weekend of Woodstock. Noises from the Valley is brought to you by Loretta Moralia Mediation, offering mediation services throughout the Hudson Valley at YonkersMediation.com and Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. I'm Darren DeVivo with a big Woodstock thank you. Thanks for hanging out with me. And I'll see you again right here in 2 weeks, again on Friday night, August 21st. The next Noises from the Valley coming your way at 7 p.m. Take care, my friends.
Celebrating musical diversity.